Quoted, the data item was right on my desk yesterday, but in a quick look through the table of contents, I wasn't able to find it then. I looked again, the table of contents of the table of Nevar, a very encyclopedic work, and I was able to find Achnosas Amito Lebeit HaKnet, Simon Gimel, and he quotes this guy, Chochmas Adam, extensively. He also quotes the Sefer Chaim of Brochel and Mishmer Shalom, which I think I saw someone walking with a big, big, big Shulchan Aruch. That's yours? That's changed. I think it's the only one I really have. The humongous one. I'll give you this. I'm quite sure. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. I'm quite sure the back. This is what happened. There's nothing happening. This is quite large. Well, that's for a speaker with you. Okay. Here we go. I'm quoting you from, this is from the Bnei Baruch, Simon Gimel, Sukkot Tezvav. Sukkot Tezvav. By the way, there's another Shulchan Aruch of some of these.
That's true.
This is followed. I am the Chochmas Adam, who says as follows. V'ra'al mai ha-maita, sh'ro'o sh'otukei, they brought it to the Beit Medrash. Adonenu, Moronav, Ravonav, Rabbah, Shekol, V'nei HaGolem, Mechutani, Rav Eliyahu, Chosin, you call him the Golem of God. Sh'yadu'a v'furtum, L'chol ha'olam, the Golem of Chosin, V'yochit v'doro. This is the Chochmah Tadam, if you want to go out, Ha'klau, Kuf Nun Hei, Sif Yutet. Imenu, Lom, Nulatus, Kein, Gam, Lemi, Sh'rotum, L'chato. Stop a year, the one who's coming, they take the order to the Beit Medrash. Va'aleyev ne'emar, and the people have said, va'tavo, va'tetamu, et mikdoshim. U'bevadai gormim ro'a l'meis v'zeh. The royal of Vatel Shloyos, the hafnum shum meis v'beit HaKnesses v'beit HaKnesses v'beit HaKnesses. Wow. That's frightening words. I had to call it. I couldn't repeat it verbatim to you yesterday. I didn't have it in front of me. Now you see it quoted here. Verbatim in the Bnei Baruch from the Chochmas Adam. So he's against the whole thing, obviously. And Maharal Shik says it's correct, but others say, quotes over the David Mishmeret Shalom, in Oath Tov. Let's see if I can find this in the studio. See in the back, it's called Chaim of Rochel and Mishmer Shalom. It's an alphabetical compendium. It's very, very expensive. And it's quoted often in other later works. Okay. Interesting. This edition, as good as it is, it's cut off. For some reason, the beginning of the line is cut off, but I can't give you a verbatim quotation. There's a lot. Thomas Kocham, Fa'ala, Fagom. Most of them was Adam. Okay. This is how. This is what they say. V'nei v'harbim v'komo l'rav v'avezin v'ir shev'ir. Tani, just close that one. Open the other one. That's good enough. Thank God, it's cool enough. Thank you very much. Look at this. Oh, the shard time of v'irei shamayim v'furzum. That's how we go. Started with kocham olav v'gom. Then we went to rav shabir. Then went to shard time of kocham. Now we're down to v'irei shamayim v'furzum. I mean, wonderful. They're wonderful people, all of them. Nod came l'asito v'vetemetish v'vetemetish. Quote the Kutrus Abel Yochid, I don't know who that is. Ein la'ar al ha'minig. Why? I've no time to call his man hazeh. Well, that's only to cause somebody else tax money. Then ain't time to call his man hazeh. How hefesh him avkiyin shum skut, vadeg av his man hazeh, yesh din time to call. So here too. So first of all, what time to call? Chochem olav v'gol, that's not time to call. And secondly, what was the relationship? My first, what does that do with the top of self? So that second question I can answer was based on the Rana Kedusha. The Rana Kedusha is the whole chiyah to be mechaber the top of self. It's not based on the top, it's based on the Yerusha Mai. And the same question. Of Baal Mai to Mai. The Rana asked, so what? He said, well, the first is the top of self. There's a presumption that he's a Baal Mai. Otherwise, you can't tell. It's going to be a faker. But the Iker Yisod is a Kovetz Kofam, Kofam is Balmite. Not against the defendant, Yerush Ramah first. But the whole din is shred to begin with. The only Kofam also is gone, the past is only to be nourished in. Very difficult. Very, very difficult. It really shouldn't be done. Okay. That's comment number one. And we spoke about yesterday. Comment number two. We learned in Simon Shinmem Hay about a individual who was not observant at all. And I asked the shadow, what about a penis shenishma? Someone's completely not observant. But at the same time, it's not his fault. So what's the difference? Again, the Machaber said, someone who was mamish doesn't go to shul, and he's not observant, parkal or mitzvahs. So we say, ain't holding him, ain't establishing. No, there's no. What about Tina Shadish? I saw, I found an amazing sign in the Sefer Or Zorua, Yipot Avelis, Simen Tov Chof Chet. I was Kamoiti Sholer of. Apparently, it's been offered until Steph and said, hey, this is what he said. Discusses the issue at some length. What about someone who converts to a different religion? It existed even in those days. Says over there, the Pope can say that the person converted to Christianity, no of it. What about a kid who was baptized? You say, it's going to be in Shulchan Aruch. Conscious of move in my, the Shulchan Aruch, right? Ben Shon Oshna Sayyim Shamer and Hero who made ain't the time of the book by Kinesh Adishba. He's 1 year old. They put him in the water. And they made a Christian out of him. The Bahama, believe it or not, ain't the time of the not going to be. So the Gogol of says the Machlokas with the Rina Ben Atam. And the Beit Joyce did not take a stand. And And so the Rabbi tried to limit Rabbi Natan. So the case was both parents converted. But if only one parent converted, the kid is taken to baptized by force. So Avad, or did Avad Azar by force? Thank you. Avad ain't there rugged. Definitely ain't there rugged. And he doesn't understand how can the Rabbi be makel. Like Rabbi Natan, based upon the early doctrine, it can't possibly be a proper riot, says the Rabbi Rabbi. We're going to add a third version. One opinion which says, according to one day, Rambam, Noshim shall answer your doctrine, they're all going to be Baalean. We say that Asian Muma Shemesa was perfectly from Lo Yadavla Olea. That's absurd. That's crazy. So he doesn't understand Rabbi Natan's riot. The answer is Rabbi Natan and the title of the Rambam. Rambam didn't fight him off by Rambam. Anyway, so he says the reason that Machab was making the Avelis of the Rabbana, the Yomisha, which is the right of the Son Poskim, Yesh Mahach. Then he tells the Rabbana Gershom story. We'll get to that a little bit later. Rabbana Gershom story. Kopanim, I saw over here in the Arzah Ruah, Tov Tov Chet, this 47? Pull the very end of that 7.
Look,
if you're going to say, amazing story about the time man, you're happy that he died. Better we should die than lead a life of Christianity. Better dead than red, better dead than Christian. They make that a simcha. How can they have a better? They make the simcha. So the Mordechai said, what? I mean, the ruler said, what? First of all, if that's the case, why don't they baptize? If they're not baptized, once they're taken by force to the Christian precinct, you know, then they should also say it's not available. But it's not going to go that far. And perhaps one reason is, says the Ruah, that, you know, who said it's going to happen? Maybe it'll be Yeshua. Maybe even right now he was taken by the Christian. Can it come out? If you want to look it up in the sources you have by Rishas, or the Ruah, it's not so. I'm the funny, it's not one of them. Only one. But the Mordechai and Hillel quote was a large part of it. In Simon Top Shin Tez 9. Ben Shono Shnasayim Shem Rizoto Imo Umeis. So they have three. The reason it's Amlin all of them. God will name it Amlin. What's that? Amen. And Lamed Tez the Bez Avod Yeshua and Rina. And there it says later on in the legend on B'san Nech HaShem Esna. That's the place for the I will cut my sheep to the dark of Paris, my mallow, my worries. I will kill the Lohemir. I mean, the time says no, right from Kanye and his office. I will let them in the Herogim. The Omer Alas and the Herogim, to the Rabbanon, who disagree, at least they have the Dublin. Sleep by the Herogim, for the Amelis, they both the same as the Dublin. Right, it's a ring. There's the Dolan Katan. How's the Bodhisattva? 12 years old, 11 years old. They bow down. That's what I'm playing with. I'm a cut, chin, and ever, you mean, it's small, it's 1 year old. They dump it to the water. What's the difference? Now, crush it to Israel. And this loud, here in the Dapa, it's not doing anything. Because, cut, show it over the Zara, after Rebel Ezra, and the Nerag, here in the Dapa, it's not doing it. The Kisser, the riot slugged up, Rabbi Natan, so slugged up, it says, ain't minig the Dapa. Despite the fact that the riot slugged up, the minute is not to be resolved. This is the Mordechai Tavshin says, I don't quote all the Ryan, but he quotes some of them. Look what I found over here. Oh, this is a kid. What about a cock and Russia should make? It says over here, he might have bridges, the Kohen could end on Kapara, named the Tavshin Malaya. Let me add them kapar. Or the word makadei shafidush earlier. Someone who died, haruge bezdin, lo yu b'damna maleya. Right? It's a whole interesting question, which is, I think, found in Shulchan Aruch too. What about someone who was a Russia, but then it was killed by the goyim, and an anti-Semitic pogrom? Some folks can say, killed by a pogrom, kadosh, tzaddik, and all of his Averis, the copper, the solid, and the abdomen. That's what he's talking about in the Yoruba. Is it on the side of the Shulchan Aruch? I don't. Which is the base Yoruba? I don't see it already at this minute. Just then. Here we go. The base Yoruba, right? I don't think it's in the Shulchan Aruch, is it? I don't think so. Ani Yitzchak ben Moshe Mechaber. The Yoruba. It's the Moshe Mechaber. Adam Shavra Averish is Mechir Vita who may have come to the Tshuva and the Dabla Mala. Why? Why? Because there's no Kapara. May have come to Prisha Lahama like Kapara. The death is not a Kapara. And therefore, no Kapara, no Avel. It's an equation made in the Gemara for the Edom and Zion of a day. That's the equation which the Ruah is working. Anymore, the cash of this. Or it says, I come at Adam, make the top wisho. The Nerek be top wisho. Nerek be top wisho. Came in love, Yuchi Kamai, Tavle Kapora. So there is a Kapora. There is a Kapora. Shite. Well, I have the distinction between I will get Malchus and I will get Beris. I will get Malchus, Kevin, Shloga, then make for the Havala Kapara. Get Beris? No. They're not committed for where they bury him, which we'll try to get to later today. Then, fine. So he makes the equation. We'll come back later. He wants to know, what about a child? What about Rosh Hashanah? He quotes that Tanya from the Tosef in the Sanhedrin. So Tosef says to the Palestinians, Tanya b'nei Rishay Yisrael, ain lem chelek la'olam habo, v'lo chayim olam habo. Tanya, innocent children. So what can you do? Innocent they are, but, you know, they have no chelek olam habo, b'kum v'aseh. Apparently, according to the first opinion, in order to merit olam habo, you have to do something good. And these people never did anything good. It wasn't their fault, but they were pashut k'tanei rishay Yisrael, and they never did any mitzvahs. They never did any mitzvahs, so they do not have a chelek olam habo. That's the first view. And they quote an interesting pasuk. Pasuk which is part of the of the Haftorah of the Shabbos HaGadol, of the Malachi. Kinei Yomvo Mora Ketanus, Vayu Kol Deidu Mechalot Divish Akash, Asher Lo Yadam Vufule, Asher Lo Yadam Shoros Vonam. What does it mean? Shoros Vonam. What does Shoros Vonam have? What does that imply? Children. Will it be a Shoros Vonam, a root and a branch? No. They will not even have a Shoros Vonam, so that's nothing. Even the children will not be having Olam Habo. Any questions? That's a very good question. He doesn't discuss on here. We're talking about a case of a child whose parents were so far removed they didn't even give him a bris milah, or he had a bris milah and he didn't know all about. Anyway, I don't know. He doesn't start out. Yes. Obviously, referring to a case in which there was no Shuvah by the
Shuvah.
You have children who are not Shuvah. What I'm saying is that the normal case, the person was never taken into Christianity, you know, and he and his children and grandchildren, they read about the famous stories about the Pope was Jewish, and you know, other exceptions if they were true. But the average person never was still into Christianity, was gone forever, an old generation gone forever. So therefore there's no chelek olam habo. That's what he said. A rachmanis, not the child's fault. But look, call Yisrael Yeshem chelek olam habo. Some of them not a Yisrael, not the person's fault, but that's an exception. He didn't want to hold him. He doesn't have a chelek. So here too, the person is not his fault. The fact that not a statement of fault. It's a statement of reality. That's the first thing. Second, that's the Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman. Rav Yossi Omer, Boy El Olabo. Shenema, Shomer Soi Im Hashem. She came to Krakia, Yom Karol, and the Yenuka Patio. How do you like that? I Shorish Vonav? No. It's a different thing. Lo Mitzvah, Lo Shori Mitzvah. Tezer of the Ruh. If I look around the Pemia, Hoya Nirish, Ainly, it's Ibn Alayim. Because why? It's no Kapitan Olam Abab, it's no Kapar, it's no Avel. It can't be Shul Russia, the Boyle of Ben Godel Tzadik, who bent Kotan, who made Hakotan, a Tzadik ain't of the Tabal of Kotan there. He would take the captain and put it to the Christian church. If I look around the Pemia. The Shem, I look around the Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua. Oh, Shema, if you have the family, it's Amalwal of the Shema, if lo meis, hoyo nas in tzadik. I said before, the fact that people were Samea, quote unquote, when the children were baptized, died, rather than be dead than be a Christian, who knows, it could be, we all take 20 bounces. They would have grown up to be a rabbi. How do you know what's going to happen? You should guess up. I don't know. Tina Shadishva, we have there are certain halachas that found the Beirish. This is more of an otherworldly machlokes, no? If you get Olam Habo, which of course is irrelevant to our world, except for the fact and you are the wedding all about kapara, and if you the kapara with avail, so A equals B equals C, so there's not going to be a prevail. I can see why I look quickly through this old step that is the head of the book talking to you, so I couldn't find it. So I'm not able to give you the commentaries of the Mepharshim at the bottom. Let's say what paragraph is, the old edition of the room. But if someone finds it, so someone let me know, we'll see what they say at the bottom. Right.
In the case where the
Yeah, 100% right. Allah can make Allah gives you the choice. I told you that. The mayor of Pesach. The mayor of Pesach is the choice. You don't want to have shiva, you can stop the shiva. You want to have the shiva, stop it. You can cancel the shiva, you can have the shiva. So it's a make a bubble means you can take a pick. You wouldn't sleep. That's what it's talking about. Now I made a Gershon story. I made a Gershon story. It's told a different way. I'm going to read you from the Old Jerusalem. I think it's the earliest source we have. I don't know an earlier source. Listen carefully. Miu b'shat hashman. Everyone's taken captive, you know, everyone's taken converting, not by free will, but under the sword, under the gun. Stop, stop that. Shamati minori harav, Rabbeinu Shibshut Natsam. Rabbeinu Gershom, Abel al-Beno. Listen carefully. Ki she nishtamei. How do you translate that? Ki she nishtamei. When he converted, Arvo Tayom, Havachom of the Shechina Yadal Yom. The other famous Rashi next week's parsha. Right? Fine. Vahani Midigal, the Shinishtave is supposed to come. The simpler reading of this Arzarua as such is that Rabbeinu Gershom, that Shiva 14 days when? When? When he converted. But there are others who claim it's impossible. I saw the new tour, he said it's an impossibility. The context proves to him that it's when he died, not when he converted. Because after all, the whole previous discussion talks about someone who died. What's the story? I'm not completely convinced by that. As a matter of fact, there are other sources which call this Arzarua Yukita, which are more famous sources, the printed in regular shops, which has the Sefer Moed Katan. There's an Agos Oshri, which often calls the Arzarua. So it's Simon Nuntet, and now Perek, the Perek of Moed Katan. This is how we quote the Arzarua quotes. Excuse me. Arzarua's quote is by the Agos Oshri as follows. Nerak means they know we be told we show Haivale Kapara Metalamala. You saw, right? Considered an automatic punish. Rabbeinu Gershom is Abel Albano Kishe Heimir Dodo Yud Dalad Yom Kavachom Lashkina Rabbi Yom. There are the rules. He has no content. It sounds awfully... I thought there are people that way. I don't know if you know, but real nice. That when their children either converted or intermarried, which they consider to be the equivalent of conversion, they deserve shiva. Like the very famous people you either knew or knew about, who actually did it. Child intermarried, his mom just sat there for a week, and shiva. I'm sorry? That's not what I said. Story of the Kivegas family. You have to be careful with the stories that I told. I don't know what stories are right and wrong, and people get all carried away with Narish stuff. I don't believe until I know for a fact the storybook stuff. Yes?
There could be the sentence labeled.
I don't know. I can't. Oh, the rule is not amazing. Popular paper. It was in Xaviat for many, many, many years, which makes it easier to preserve in the sense that it happens to be. I don't know. I have no evidence in it that it's not so. I must tell you, look at the base left of Yehuda. Right over here. Yeah. Bust of a Sefer Chassidim. The Shas Amro Lavodas Kachof Tzor Levakol Kul Nisakol Olof Shekishenever Aguf Bochem Kishenever Aguf Panasham Olof Koshke Vechenu Vinig Olof Olof Ay Beinu Ba Not Shakwati. Clearly, whatever Rebbe Gershom did, Sefer Chassidim is clear in that direction. And I saw in the beautiful aura at the bottom of the Torah, Rebbe Yosef, they call the Chochmas Onam all to learn Nafshat, but they say it's impossible. In the context of the Oroth Ruah, it's Mucham Faker, the frontal capability. It's that Shiva when he died, subsequent to a conversion. I wasn't 100% convinced that the context proved that. I'll read you the lesson of the little footnote here at the bottom. She quotes, first of all, on top, it says in the Beit Yosef, listen carefully, it says, Rabbeinu Gershom is Abel al-Bano, Shenishtami, Arbo al-Tayo. So the kid is missing. The one that can hold a deal says, Shenishtami, Shenishtami, they died. So he says, quote the Chachmasodim, Kishenishtami, the Ruach, I'm not convinced. The Kain Mashma, the Hilfus Nochas Samara, so similar to Zion, and the Shuvotim was Prague, Takmaz, Hagos, Mak, Sani Zion, Lavush, and the Taz, the Anataz, the Putin Zion, Shin Mem, the Tuttle Gimel, because it's Chazam Sofer as well. Let's look at the Sefer Kolbo on Avelis, page 317. Perhaps. You look at the Taz, please. Shin Mem Tzitzot Gimel. What is it saying? Here we go. Muma Shemei. He said the Ramo. I forgot about this. Let's turn to Simon Shin. I forgot to see my memory there. No, Shin Mem. Yeah. Well, let's take a look in the Ramo. I already forgot the Ramo. Is the Ramo Shin Mem Tzitzot? Maybe we haven't learned it before. Ramot says, talk about Kriya over there. Talks about no availus for a mumar, right? Mumar was a chavim. The Yesh Omer, what do you just discuss? That's real here. Shemumar, Shenerek, Bidei, Omer, the chavim, it's Amnabalah. Hagot, Ashi, Terek, Eilu, the Galchim, the Or, the Ruh, which is so. That is just here on the Fush, Ramot, the Gal. Because Ramot is back at Shenem, not at Shen. Man, hey. That there is a veil. That's the Ramos against the Makaba, which we. Now, where's the God? Obviously, my boy knows how to read the word. The word "made," it's not my God's usher, that's for sure. But they learned Shas, yes, Ellie. Became a Christian. I didn't say that. The word "movement" literally means a convert. The word means changed, a mere tmura. He changed from Jew to Christian, and he became a non-observant Jew, unaffiliated, completely non-observant. He wouldn't call him a mover, but he wouldn't fit into the category of Shin Mem Hei. Every time the shul, and he does so many mitzvahs, and he over and over and over. That's the same as the mover. Now, but wait a second. So the hold on. Where? Which? What we did? Ah, he died in the Sefer Chassidim. I didn't realize that. I thought he had to die. This is a Chochmas Onam. The Shas means the Ein Tzara Pesha Shav Shiva Yomim. Avok Shehemir, Shiva Bishul Aguf, the Shiva Bishul HaNefesh, Shenev Mimen. No, he doesn't try differently. The Chochmas Onam says the word "guf" doesn't mean that he died, he lost it. You don't give. I realize that. Not that I hook with those shot within that question. Seven for the good, the seven for the nefesh, but he's still alive. He converted. Now, they caught the Achronim, put the shave itself there, and the Tuf Tam Adat, the Shlomo Kluger, says, when he dies, he was Simcha. Like the Chayav, the Nayan, Chayim, Rashar, the Tavel, of Mushik Tara. You imagine. It's a tragic thing. But apparently they, people did. I mean, those stories, people did. Yes. That was an old days, you know, you remember, I read about this. Once in the water, you're a Christian, and then you can, the whole world comes up with that all around. Suppose before they're in the water, you can still give a few dollars to get them back. Suppose the question of Shabbat, look at the source, but that's it. Shabbat is what they call Chal of Shabbat Achas, which is Shabbat Tarbi, which is kind of an Asegah, which is a Chaver, which is a different, I don't think it's depends upon the middle. No, not that it's a Kuf Nefesh. The doctor, the difference is different. In my opinion, different. Okay, about these are all leftovers of yesterday. We have to start today's shiur. So let's start now today's shiur. Okay, shin mem ches. Shin mem ches, shin beis. A omer, al tikmaru, which means tikmaruni, with the shirt. Also, ain't shaman love. Elamotzian miyarshav kotorik v'rato bal korfu. Even against his will, you take his money and you bury him. Give him. I feel him ashamed of him. Shatib of Omar, I'll take the rule. It's a cost-saving measure. I don't have no money. I don't want to pull the hearts of my children. Don't bury me. Don't bury me. Why ain't shomer love? If you look at the bare goal of love, bias lo nishit nishita, the head of them in Baba Vedei, and suffering yisura l'chumra. He quotes the Rambam as well. What's the suffering? What's the shayla? The shayla is like this. We learned yesterday, like a cheda, yikwa the chai, yikwa the shif, nafkamina, he said, don't give me a head. That's preceded by an earlier gemara. Same now. Well, the shayla, Yibarlu, Kura, Mishu, Pityona, Mishu, Kapara. Might not mean it. Mama, lo, Bila, the Likura, lo, Gavra, don't bury me. He, Mishu, Pityona, who, lo, Kho, Kamine. You can't say that. Why can't you say that? Rashi, Mishu, Pityona, Shlo, Yisbadala, Ain, Kho, Shiru, Mate, Nirka, Pinivka. The body decomposes and splits open as a desire. You say you don't want it. It's a bizarre anyway. Why? Rashi says the bizarre was a crow of its relative. Ooh. Yavish of Kapara. Amalo be the Kapara. I want a Kapara. And Rashi has a very beautiful connection. The Nami Kapara, they love his Kapara. It won't help. Because if you don't want the Kapara, the work against you will. So why bury it? Shouldn't happen. Oh, never resolve the question. We go to the perspective on Ban. And what happens if you have no relative? Yeah. He kills him. Okay, that's a good point. That's not what the Ramban says. Well, maybe that's what he means. The Ramban says, Bizoyan, Kulakai. It's the Bizoyan for everybody in the world. Aside from which, says the Ramban, it could be the relative in China, who knows where, who would not want him to be unburied. This is what the Ramban says in his paper. Horus other, that's what's called here in the Shulchan Aruch as well. He has no relative, doesn't make a difference. And then his men involved Omer Bey. So now, this seems so fascinating. Question. taking one at a time. Let me talk about yesterday. Great initiative. Why is he the moment getting about the time of the cross? We have a cloud of that in the time of the cross. Who are they playing? No? What's going on? Have you had a shot yet? Very good. The big map locus that we've shown is there a mitzvah to say a kura for Sananeh? The Pesukim, when they talk with, when they quote the Pesukim, they'll keep covering the Quranum. But Yomahu, there's a context. That's the saying. The person dies, covers the Quranum by Yomahu. It would say that, and it'll be clear to say that there is a mitzvah to say a kura in every single situation in which somebody died. However, that's not what the Pesukim says. No, where is it? See, where is it? Same thing. Show me where it is. Why can't I find it? Right, look. No, it's a little bit of a thought. I don't know if you ever wear them. Beginning. Okay, we'll look again. Chiev is, thank you, that's the change. The whole Mitzvah is with the Rabbanan. Is there a Rabbanan? Interesting. Is there a Rabbanan in the room? Getting Rambam. Pull me up Abel Perik Yubayin Halach Aleph. Should we have a Rambam in this room? What did Rambam say? I believe so. Keep going. Anyway, I don't have the commissioner talked about the question, what does Rambam mean? Is this the Raisa? I have a lot of the remnants before. I don't have it in front of me now. You bring me around them. So, if you want to see the biggest discussion of this, the lengthiest, I'll refer to the Abiya Omer. It's usually the last discussion on the whole thing. Chela Gibel, Yeredeya Simil Kofay. So it's called Evil Yahi, I believe, speaks the point of the Shidda Rambam. Who is only the Rabbanan? It's not referring to Ketzer Haruge Bez. That's the case. It understand very well when it was tumbling back and forth. What the reason is the Bishop is dying, the Bishop Kapara, because this is the Rabbanan. It's not Haruge Bez. That's how some suggest. This is an open question. So there are five things in Farish, the Kumish, the Mitzvah Kruah is the Raisa in all cases. So the puzzle begins in a particular instance of Kiev is Kesh Mishpat Malach Tumuma. That's the case which is starting, but in reality, there's a Kiev of Kruah by all nations. Yeah, tell me. Well, Alfred Toshim is a beautiful pasuk, and it's certainly a very important Indian. Doesn't mean that the mitzvah says the right son. It's a very simple thing to the West. Let's see. Oh, here's the problem. I remember now. Sanhedrin, listen carefully. November 8th, Remez, the Kurish Minatora Minayim, he covered the Kurenim. What's that? It's Remez. Remez? What does Remez usually mean? Not the Rabbanan, says Rabban, his Kufyud Zayin, for us other. Page Kufyud Zayin. Tirish, Kura Bekarka Ka'oma. What's the round at the bottom? Shim Loke, like a Bamash, but Shaloye Bishak. Shlo ye mitzvah l'shiyu ma'avirim l'kneged p'nei ha'ro'im. Do be day. So Tolan says, I'll tell you, don't let him hang in the tree. Take him and put him behind the sewing machine. You know, so that's what what's this? No one will see him. Yeah? Okay? Hide him under the basement somewhere. You know, put him in a safe. I don't know. Yeah? So after the Ramban explained, no, Kvur Bekarka is only a remnant. But the din of Kvur itself, again, not necessarily the Bekarka, but somewhere out of sight, that's a din all right. Says, Kvur is Eretz Mamash Mitzvah. Even an Aura is not so great. Also, Aura is a cover of Bekarka and overall of them. Apo Piken, Yopler is a cover of Aura. Even a butler, I arono. Only the akar equal a butler. The Rabban advocates no orin. In Eretz Yisrael, I think almost, I don't know, Shalayim for sure, they bear without an orin. Even in a butler, succeeded on this habit. What they will do is they will climb into the kever and pull out the bottom of the orin. They pull it out. Because of the Shabbat. Huh? Add the Lord. Don't ask me how they do it exactly. I don't know. I'm not exactly clear how they do it. I spoke to a person who told me he doesn't even think it's illegal. For your information. Huh? All I know is that I thought it was illegal. But this person who works in the cemetery told me it's illegal to transport the babies out of an orange. Once you're ready in the kever, you don't think it's illegal. What do I know? I don't know the legality. In America, most people bury it in an urn, but we'll get to later. A plain wooden urn is going to be decomposed rather quickly. I should say right now, because once we're on the topic, in America, in general, they try to sell metal caskets, or failing that, a beautiful mahogany polished wood casket, and it sometimes requires the Tirith Nefesh to overcome this sales pitch of the undertaker. I once told, I had a story very early on, somebody really wasn't that firm, but the person who passed it was certainly not firm, and I was involved in that case, so told me that they tried, they tell you, the beautiful metal. You know what that, okay, can't afford it, $10,000, okay. But for me, a 5,000, like a mahogany, gorgeous, polished wood, oh, cool. Then they go down and keep it blue. This never gives up the second rule. He says, guys, don't follow me now. Take me to the fifth rule, and underneath the covering, that's the one I want. Until you get the cluster of orange, they would send you to five rules, and then they'll, and you get the last one with six. This is how they want to make money. Things have gotten somewhat better in our community now, but the community at large out there is still an issue. So a plain coffin is critical to proper food. And what about a mausoleum? I hear it already. I have it on the radio. Oh, great ad, man. Pitch someone something as morbid as this, so you have to be pretty creative. They do a good job, you know. Abraham and Sarah, something in Facebook. This is Martha and Afan, it's also on the ground. Abraham and Sarah. I don't want to go into that. But it shouldn't be done. Okay, let's leave it at that. It shouldn't be done. There are a lot of questions come to Kura. What if it's not done properly? You're a rogue. How do you handle it? We'll have to discuss a little bit, but we're talking about what should be done. Okay. The next issue, which I want to talk about a bit, is also very serious. Cremation. There are many people who leave a will, they want to be cremated. So, what do you say about that? What's your prescription? Oh. Why do you say that? Come on, I had a different thing in mind. There were, but, we'll talk about that. Zion got that. All good points. But the Rambam said that Siva the Shalom Dikvar ain't Shomalo Shakfura Mitzvah. Shneva ki Kavat Dikvarenu. To tell you, he didn't quote the Gemara. He should have said, Shakfura Mishum Yonah. Mishum Kapar Matzion Eid. And the Rambam tell us, let the Mishnah Zakash. Kasha. Did he buy a lot of Shita? What is that Kavur Mitzvah you're talking about? The Torah quotes in the Yonah system because the Yonah is a good guy. What's the Ramban? Says the Lecha Mishnah that the Gemara is going to Manda Amar in Kavur Menat Torah. Who kick it out me that Rabbi Yochum Mishim Rabbi Mishim Rabbi Yochum Rabbi Rebbe is in Kavur Menat Torah. That's the Gemara in Sanhedrin 1-1 days on the Rabbanah. Aber der Lichter kam an der Rabbi Yochum an die Insel in der Kroh, 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 means the Midda Oraita. Nothing to talk about. Nothing to talk about. We pass it on. Imala Mesa over below, that's it. So therefore, every Imala Mesa, not only the clue how we give it. You see the positive referring to all Mesa. So therefore, what I think you're driving at is, Lo Dashina, top of the cross, I think the words of it, that's the mission of what you mean. The Gemara, the Rambona, they declare what the reason is, and they call it the Bad Love Sheet. Which arguably could be even the fool of Mr. Rabban, the second Rabban the fool. But the Rambam holds it's all right. He didn't say so. He kept to bury him and said, don't bury me, because the bishop is young. We're a mitzvah. We're a mitzvah. We don't look for reason. That's a lack of mission, Mr. Rabban. I believe if a vajin is found down with Mr. Rabban, how exactly does it? I don't have it in front of me. We start with that without a finished sheet. It's a long shoot. Believe it or not, was remarkable. I thought like this. If Kvurimishim Kapara, Abada, Kvurimishim Kapara, well, what's wrong with burying him? What's wrong with burning him? Even if he asks, even if you bury him, he won't achieve any Kapara. Rashi said, won't help. He didn't want to be buried. Kvurimishim is Yonah. That's the challenge. That's the shame. If Kfuah is Mishim Bizyon, is it a desire to be burned? What do you say? Oh, that's what I thought. According to Rashi, it could be not a desire to be burned. Because Rashi is the desire is that Kulam Rowan should Nivka Venirka. If it's cremated, it's not Kulam Rowan, it's not behind closed doors. And it's not Nivka Venirka. So who knows? It's a wild idea. It occurs to me that our people's tuition. This is not Khalid's advocate. This is called Khalid. I want to say, even my most Khalid was not that way. That if a person has left the will to be cremated, they ever make such fights and they get into such tremendous battles and families to avoid the cremation. Why do they want to? Why? Why? If they want their father to be buried properly, to get a kapara. He's not going to get a kapara anyway, according to Shita Drash. Let's say the Tinik Shadishma, but the open all over with Tinik Shadishma. But I have to leave that out for the moment. So he would not get no kapara anyway. And it might be Ziona. It's not so partial really, is it? It's kind of between at least that Rashi was described. And that's what I thought of the Muskarish. Then I looked it up in the Torah. So I have the same for here, Kolbo. I think I mentioned before the Kolbo on Avelis. Rabbi Greenwald, Columbus, Ohio. He has a discussion of this topic. Listen carefully, you want to look up at page 53 and 54. He says, no Jew, no kosher Jew, am at a chutzpah to change the laws of the Torah. He puts a history book by Tat. I'm embarrassed. Tatius? Who's that historian? A Roman historian? Tatius? History? K1. So from the Torah Mada, who's this? Tatius, who's a Roman historian? So where my my PhD? So where am I going? Top Ayin, Top Aleph, Tadi Yud Aleph, Vav Sam. He calls it, that was a simon of a Jew. And the Jews are buried the goyim for the cremated. What if it's right? The Kohen Gadol, the time of the Beis Mitzvah, they don't take it to burn him. Right then. And at Shabbat, it's supposed to be Matzah Ned Leka, even before saving Svarim, and all the Chachmi, Bava was Yogel, they come there to trial. It was just been burned. And therefore, the bottom line, you should see that the Chayav, the Sarva, and Shavallah. Nothing's standing right. All the cases, no Tila Mekhaya. So Magda wants to do everything he possibly says with the Rubik Kaka. But Kapaya! What does it do with the person? He quotes the Rishalmi now, yeah? Tiva. Rishalmi, quote. Rabbi Yudin Boy, Amat Sarfuni, the Abdul Yaboda, Nichat, the son of Tloni, the Tloni. You get three Tavos. Burn me, and do this, and do that. But the Rishalmi, it's super, carry it out. Beginning. It ain't sorfin, ain't no. If you don't burn it, then the whole tavos bust, they don't give the soda to the plug. What's the right? Which way did it arrive? You want to bring it right from here, that you're not allowed to burn it, I put my carrot. It ain't sorfin, ain't no. This is a possibility, then yes, sorfin. But she has seen it. If anything, it's a stick of right for carrot. I don't know what it was. Lomit time and there we have made for this. Who comes with here to make them? Lawyer that's a little kid here to make them. But meanwhile, the guy's ended up up anyway. Who b'kol kodosh abnei yisrael lil kom b'kol kocham neged elisha ratona b'kach. Not a master. But I think he's driving at it. It's a kind of a big deal. In a kanami, strictly speaking, it to be one person. That's what he's driving. That's what I'm driving at. If one person said to cremate me, nope. Of course, we work out the logic. You should come out of the You should follow what it says. But we're afraid of other things. Then he quotes you and says, Shemet about a Zara? That's a bit wild. I think it's probably fear of the tears of nations. It probably means. Hindus, whatever. Maybe Chukka Sagoya. Now, I think, if it's about a Zara, not far. What say it doesn't? Where? With the goyim burn up, it's funny. Chukasak, okay. So it's Chukasak. Save money. Save space. Space crunch. Whatever it is. I don't want to be misinterpreted here, but I'm an absolute, firm, vehement, vociferous, an unequivocal opponent of this terrible practice. I only ask for the shadow and abstract. Yeah.
Yeah.
Shil kapara doesn't apply on the Rashi. He said the woman said nothing. Don't bury me. I have no kapara anyway. How about Bizyon? Bizyon is the Rashi. Bizyon is kulam roan of the new kavanirka. Who argued the Rashi? You know what argued the Rashi? Covet? What's covet? Kapara. He's going to lose the kapara. That's the first Rashi. I don't know how to argue the Rashi. The kids here, all I'm saying is that I'm a fierce opponent of it. So the question becomes, Rabbi left the will to create it. The Rabbi should say, how hard did the Rabbi fight against his will? We said the Ikar Adidas should fight the will. It only is the other externals, which are critical. Kukazaku, Limnikta Milsa, he does it, someone else doesn't want to do it, and that's why they have to fight with all your might. But I think that these reasons should be known to you as opposed to, you know, arguing from ignorance on other matters. So much so, they make favors that know your type land, and no Kaddish, and no Avelis, and don't bury the ashes either. What are some posts who said, no, you can bury the ashes in certain situations. The ants have the ashes buried. The ants, you want them to come apart. It's a space age. It takes up so much space. It takes up so much space. I don't know. This is a very difficult. Put to the bottom of it here, the footnote. People are very upset that. Horsh Shibidaka, Tibur Nochim, Bura. That is said carefully. Maybe we should bury it because the Bura should be Yona, so it's Bad Salam Alokim. Then I have to ask about the Shalim. I will over Afro Shendikar Salam. And Kapori won't get anywhere. Therefore, don't bury the ashes. Boom. That was the prevailing view in Europe. Yes. As I said before, it's Benishin Ishba. I don't understand.
Someone
observant Jew should, I mean, help you. I mean, people in the time of Shas were not everyone was a great lambda either. They know all about this intricacy. Everyone understood, Kavur of the Kaka, that's the Jewish way. You think every individual will do Shas in the time of the Shas? The Shas? Lukash, once Rashi said, Lo Nichle Bekapo, how did Rashi know? Did not know? Let me read the Rashi again. Rashi. One minute. Zok Rashi. Ha'oma lo bina kapora. It's kind of the Gemara, not Rashi. Ha'oma lo bina kapora. Not Rashi for. Rashi is there to be nami karve lo bina kapora. But the Gemara says, Ha'oma lo bina kapora. And he asks, why? He said, lo tiburuni. Save money. Save space. He didn't say lo bina kapora. He thinks he'll get kapora anyway. No. Ibarlu, Gruv Bishop Zona, might have to be that. Amalo Behina, the Gruv Dalgav. That's all he said. He didn't say this one time. So it's a rush. So tiny death, the Gemara's putting words to the guy's mouth. He never said Lobina Kapara. He said, so the answer presumably is, everyone knows, no Gruv, no Kapara. And he asked, how do you know? Hey, everyone knows, no. Why?
I hear you.
But you can't fool Rashi, but that's when Rashi looked up Shad the Gemara. But even that's the connection can actually be based on what the Gemara said. It's just a half a cut, not moving completely, but mashmallow. And the guy, don't bury me, means I don't want to come over. That's the wrong description. Yeah. I don't want Kapora, but since my father, my father's still alive, he's a Permeid, and my mother's still alive, and I'm dying of age. Let's talk about a case. He is never been off the derech. He's dying of age, and they're all saying, you know, confess your terrible lifestyle. No, I'm unrepentant. This is the way it has to be. The reform rabbi told me it's 100% Muslim, and he's going to even sanctify my marriage next week. And I'm going to die now. I want you to bury me so my father shouldn't be embarrassed. But I don't want any kapara. So he would have said, save some money. Don't bother burying him. He's not going to get kapara anyway. Should be already cremated. I don't know. I'm all this little I'm talking now. I'm not getting possibly any shadows over here. I don't know. That's the question. The comment is an equation. If you don't bury me, I don't want kapara. But it could be wrong on two counts with that. The guy said, don't bury me, he still wants kapara, doesn't know what it's all about. But it's another Meshuggah who wants to be buried, but doesn't want any kapara. They all picked all cards in this world. What?
Keep it up. Help get it up.
Okay,
I'm you know, there's no limit to how many circumstances can exist. I don't know either. Shit, that test, I thought it was over, we're not going anywhere. Really, I think we're going to finish Scott's floor today. See how fast I'm falling. All right. Shin Mem Test. The next sentence. Sif Aleph. Bain Akla, Bain Yisrael. Ashwitha Vasurim Hanoah. Okay. And Kavachomer. The Mason of Sif Hanoah. Shah quote. The Sif Atikavah Shamirim. Shom Shom Egla Rufa, Egla Rufa, Asur Vahano, Achmeis, Vichol Tachrichov, Asur and Vahano. This din of Achilo Akla is a big, big machlok. Not so clear why the Machab Apostle is. The Shuvah is a Rashi, but seems to say so. It's contradicted by three other Rashis. Three different places in the Shas. Twice above the Kavah, and once the Shabbat. And some said the Rashi, but the Shuvah is only talking about called Derech, Masno, Masno, the Fidivri HaShoah. Yesh Raya shall be. The Mishnah Melech puts in anything with all the Yerushalmi at Tvut. So, what are the Raya? Interesting Raya. David Shekidesh, the Meir Olas Plishnit. Never done. Not also Bahana. What can I tell you? And he quotes, what can I say? And he quotes the Gemara Sanhedrin that we test with Bain, that causes the Kaaba Vishunri. A bunch of riots have made Akamas Mutta Bahana. Some said a third shot. It's Ottoman de Rabbon. Fitzke Shuva said. Ottoman Menatorum, Ottoman de Rabbon. Manachimina? Manachimina for Rufu of Mechola Shebo Sakon. To use the mace to help heal the Chola Shebo Sakon. Here it's Ottoman de Rabbon. He said, no. So take a Yiddish goof. Let's take something from that goof. Now that. The Goya Shuva is Mutta. Even if it's Ottoman Bahana, but the Rabbon. Another tremendous Nachmina not found over here in the Pitzke Tshuva directly, but you can already figure it out on your own. No, come on, everyone knows. Autopsy, no? Autopsy, make an autopsy from a non-Jewish cadaver. And our affiliated Albert Einstein College of Medicine has an official policy when they try, I'm told, the fact are very hard to see to it, that the body used for an anatomy pathology courses are non-Jewish. The famous story of an individual who was brought to the Einstein Medical School for medical students to learn about the body, but they made one they forgot to remove the tag. Some of the tags is away. They usually do identify the body. They tie it, they put a tag with his name on it, and tie it around his big toe. Let's say in between. Tie around his big toe, tie it identified. And they forgot to remove it. And the person was white, was a mole, and the tag said Goldstein. One of the from medical students went, Bazooties. May mitzvah, and it tumbled, and the upper echelon of administration, I won't mention the details now, were fighting it. What are you doing? Science. And he's fighting. I think he won at the end. Believe it or not, he won. He won. And but it was a historic man. It must be 20 years ago, maybe even more. So that's what I remember the story of that. The Einstein Chavis, I'm going to tell you three stories about these kind of situations. So he has over here, in the paper, Nishmat Avrom, back to Nishmat Avrom again, Siman Shin and Tet. Quote, discussion here, that, again, a lengthy discussion. Many Rishonim say, Meis Akum, it's Mutra Bahana. And therefore, he says that if necessary to do autopsy, we can be Makel on non-Jewish Mace. What about a Jewish Mace? What about a Jewish Mace? When I was in Karamiyavna, I'll tell you my story. I was in Karamiyavna, the whole issue broke out about autopsy in the Hadassah hospital. It got so bad that certain yeshivas came Purim. They said Hadassah, they called the man. As a matter of fact, those who know Karamiyavna then, even more recently, you know that late Rosh Hashiva Rabbi Golden Zal was absolutely and unalterably opposed to what we call, say, Hafganot. Kept trying to bring the Shiva to the Hafganot, don't go away to land, and Hafganot for this, Hafganot for that. You sit in Yeshiva, your job. But believe it or not, the whole Yeshiva went to Hafganot. And I was there. I'm a witness to it. But Golden even spoke. We held it for Kovot, and the topic was the two Chemes. That was the fight, the old years. That was the fight, Duke Mason. I mean, they have, telling horror stories, and they know that it's against the will of the family, and people didn't want to go to the hospital, they're getting cut up, they'd say, right, it was called Nefesh, they were dying in bed, they didn't want to get called to the hospital. This is what I remember from that many years ago. So he writes like this in Ishmael Avraham. Can't do it. To be Zion, I mean. And he brings an interesting rhyme from Rav Arieli, who wrote about it in Torah Shabbal Peh, Tav Shul Chav Dal, that's right, that's around the same, that's when it was all about the Peh, I was talking about Tav Shul Chav Zayin, Tav Shul Chav Dal, he wrote, very as the Bala Nayin Lemishkwa, they had this annual, most of our cooks, they used to have a, they still have it, so they used to print every year, they're proceeding, he said, it's a very interesting rhyme, he must have sent the pool in, Yudalas Manalas. How do you know you follow the rope? Horegat the Nefesh. You kill the Rosea. Lechash Nimitz Trefa Ava. How do you follow the rope? The Chitam is about Kinelei. I'll check the body, make sure there's no Simone Trefa. With autopsy. Make sure they don't go for all 18 who have a Trefa to run. Go for everyone, make sure this is whole, this is whole, this is whole. But none. Hokam in Naveh. Doing this autopsy, check and make sure there's no trapez, it'll be a nevil. It'll be a terrible, terrible nevil. It'll be a nevil. See, if you have to rely on the rope and you kill him anyway. Never done. Is it all right? Well, this will be under our bonnet. If I tell a lawyer, check out, you shouldn't kill the rope there. Yeah? That's the second Isra Hano. You call the most possible ultimate derive, we just saw it now. Also the Yav is that there are the Yav is always an issue for Shikha. I don't know why. It's arguable it's not considered Hano. You're doing it because you want to make money, take out, whatever. But you're doing it for medical purposes, it's arguable it's not considered Hano. It's a kind of mitzvah, it's a mitzvah report. I'm not talking. To me, the biggest issue is Bidu Anamei. Other than the second day. What's the next one? Bitl Mitzvah Kvura. If it's a Mitzvah Kvura in a Torah, which is most folks can say, as opposed to the Abi Omer, where he's quoted, he says the Ram holds on the Rabbana. And there's a whole question about Chelke Yaguf. The Mishnah Levela, the Perek Yidala, Chabav, the Chabav, says there's no Mitzvah, only have a Rosh of Arubo. And Tosfos Yontem says in Shabbos Perek Yud even Kazayin, and even less Kazayin for the Minchas Chinuch, Tosfos Lamed Zayin. So this is it has Lushes of it, like I said in the Torah. And then five is Hushla Nefesh, but it's five reasons. All the four reasons in the Matamamad are really, the fact thing. The first reason, Zayin Ameis, that's the real reason, yeah. Right, what about it? So something's going to come out, presumably. Hold on one second. Is it all the members of the sibling then? Kohanim. That's what they said to the Kohen. The Kohen may only be the time to a maid who was shulling, and shulling means nothing was removed between the Petir and the Levi. So the Kohanim couldn't go to their relatives of the Levi. They were afraid that who knows what they did to them in Adat. This is all part of the polemic when I was young. Yes, Moshe. We'll get to that. We'll get to that. What if we had an empty finger down there before for the Kohen? We'll get to that later. Paul's going to make. Yes. Very good question. Thanks. I was waiting. That's how I was setting up that question. The person said in his lifetime, I want to donate my body for medical research. I want to be cut up. I want to be cut up. It's going to be a Torah. I'm going to say the word too far. Omochar et gufo. Let's see about okay. Torah. He wanted to be cut up. Some say it's mutter. Some say it's mutter. Who said so? Until the end. I don't have it in front of me. I forgot to bring it. I'm going to look it up. I'm going to make a note. My guess is he said exactly what Elisha said. That the Easter is because of Bizarin, Hamei, Wokaporo, the two Easter. So you may say that the Bizarin is by Balan. It's only his private Bizarin. It's not a Bizarin for the school of Chayim. It's done privately. It's done, you know, as I said before, not the same in Kol Rashi said. And Kapora, this whatever part of the Kapora is Mivat, there are. I'm just trying to give the, what I would view as the logic, which is presumably is found in Sicilia. I don't have a Sicilia in the movie. I don't have a Sicilia. So Shlomo Zalman says, Ulam Chalila La'adam Limkar Ol Yisrael Azgub. Finished. And even according to the Mekilim, Torah Likpor Kol Chalke Gufa Bosa Yom. You have to try to get all the body parts that put them in and bury them as well. With the rest of the body. So therefore, a person should not donate his body for autopsy. You're much sure it's the same thing as sugar. Fine. What about a nafel? A nafel? The person says it's also awesome. Not so pushing. We'll get to later. We already mentioned once before, did we not? Nafel, of course, mentioned no chiva kura. Right, we have the first Pesach Shuvah there in Shin Mem, Shin Ramallah, do I need it? But the answer is, if you should Kfura, you'd be right. But we have a different issue. Bizarre presumably exists even to a Nafel. Some say they quote have Noibur. The Nafel should Nikruv away Vora. Before that, it's very relevant. There are women who have constant miscarriages. And by looking at the Nafel, they're able to prevent it, then Yesh Lahokil. Yesh Lahokil. Well, first of all, we have an immediate medical need. The Noah Yehuda said, a famous report by the Pesach Shuvah, it's different shit, time of gimel, sif, cotton, hay. We spoke at that part today, but, well, whatever it is. He says over there, Noah Yehuda, Kuach Nefesh, you can do the autopsy. But you need what we call Kola Lefanenu, the famous Kola Lefanenu standard which is established by the Nodav Yehuda, according to the Pesach Shuvah. How do you define Kola Lefanenu? So the Chazrish, in all of the citing here at Nishma Zavra, says as follows. Look, you can't look into the future. Maman Asmanim. Forget about it. If we talk to Kola Mitzvahs. Hello, Mikri, Samim, Bikuach Nefesh, Bitzvorim, Shatim, Hatidim, Finished. If you have some of the sick right now, the benefit right now, then it's good. There's Dr. Abraham, because I'm a doctor, Dr. Abraham, it's impossible today. Nowadays, number one, you don't need it anymore. Because you can do things with, you can do a CAT scan. Even now, somebody, you may have heard that this never from the person who passed away, they want an autopsy, and the rabbi talked them out of it. So, the doctor said to me, rabbi, quit. Call the rabbi. Tell him to look at him. More expensive. But that way he can reveal almost anything on the corpse. No need to do anything beyond that. You have to go to Dr. Abram's course over here. And you can do, you go in. Maybe physical before they have CAT scan. And you don't have it, there's no need. There's no proof at all that the level of medical training or medical care and hospital goes down if there's no autopsy. There's no other factor on. What is it? Saying if the medical school doesn't do this, there's no evidence that it gives care in any way inferior. That's what he said. And beyond that, which the standard of the Noda Behuda is cannot be met with Manasseh. He doesn't know of any case. He's a doctor. I don't know any case. We do his language. It's a page racial design. Don't say today that telephone. So you can call right away with the results of this autopsy. The whole world called upon Enu. I'm a fierce machisha though. Lo shemano al af mikre ever shebiyad achrei nitua chametz skashu lekol batei cholim ha'olam odi alam et hatol zos. Woo, quick, we just found. This is a single case ever in history. Even if you find something, it takes a year or more to get printed. That's called not called the funny. And someone else do it. No mitzvah to do it. That's what it is.
So we have this idea that it's with
the... You have it in front of you? What do you, what's scaling?
Dollar.
Dollar, simian dollar, that's what I'm looking for. Can I see this? You don't mind? How do you know which scaling to bring in? Unbelievable. We look, we wouldn't have found it, that's right, we'll see it. Something to the Navi. Thank you very much. Thank you. This is really a problem. Okay. Right, long shuvah, so he has a summary. He says, this is the end of the shuvah, I'm reading from the long shuvah, many pages. I mean, if I have a chance, I'll go back to some of it. Rav Herzog, Tav Shin Yud Bey. Okay? What's the Tuchay Mason story? The Knesset is voting on. What should we do? Gedolei Hadoros, you can't check out the mace because of if there was a continent, there was no sale, it's a bizarre to check the body out, do a body, the Chule. Most of the Yehuda, he said that it's for medical reasons, it's for dirt. Even if there's no person with the same disease, in the hospital, if he was mochel as bizoyin in advance. That's what he said. What's it based upon? Let's take a look. Do you have it there, Itan? I was looking at page I and test. I'm looking at the summary, but I'm not sure what the original is. Oh. One second. Whoa, one second. It says, well, it's an interesting question. Because he quotes it, you cut up the mother's stomach in order to save the black. What happens, though? Of course, say yes. And Simon Shidnun Vav, he quotes it in the Yardaya. Meish lo hayo lo tor mikvur of a gobel of Otsiru. Lefi Zeh, he says, if Golem and Chaim of Purish, not the Nichole Mutal and Avlo, I feel the Gavna Shein on Suffolk, because I've never seen the name. That's what he said. That's what he said? The Chiddush, of course, from some earlier source. Because of Vav, I don't know. No, he's only matter of the mice, I think, if it's my fault. The bottom line is, from what I understand today, the whole thing is moved. We just touched new days. Today, the doctors, they don't need no doctors. They don't need it. It's finished. That's a very exceptional case. Yeah, you do need it sometimes if you're afraid of homicide. Homicide. This case we said now, never in the yeshiva there, the doctors ruled out homicide. The ME ruled out homicide. That's why the rabbi was able to install the autopsy. It's a thing called a limited autopsy. That's important to know the rub. So I mean, you can't stop it completely because there's a homicide. I had it once in Nebuch. Oh yeah, Nebuch, you know, when you're a rub for enough years, I once had a case where there was a potential presumed homicide, suicide, a lot of terrible things. But we were able to try to stop the autopsy completely, or at least what they call limited autopsy, which means that the rabbi stands over the guy. These ME guys, they used to, you know, they cut a piece of chicken. When the rabbi's there, they have to go like a surgeon. You know, they open up like this. That makes it Krimstad style. They don't do too much of that. That's the answer. It's called limited autopsy. I should add, there are patients now, Paskin, that whatever you would do to a body when the person's alive, for medical reasons, may be done, not considered evil MH. That's why he said you can take what they call a biopsy, or take blood. Even in this case, if it's blood, it's not mistaken from this, never from Josh Bender, Allah Mashallah. It took some blood, I think, from some toxicology just to help the. So Rabbi should not do that. Because if people take blood, you go to a doctor for an annual checkup, take blood. Or they take certain other fluids, they get rid of that with a syringe. I'm not making that correct. I realize that. For a verse, that's a tshuva. This is a quote of Igros Moshe, or their Chelik Beis, Sof Simon Kufnun Al, Rav Shlomo Zalman agreed. You can do a biopsy, or take some blood out, or other liquid, to learn about the sickness. That's what he said. Okay, fine. Once we're on the topic, some very interesting things from Nishmas Avraham as well. I guess we're not going to get past the Simmons today. I don't understand why this happened. But it's important to know. It's very important. He talks here about other things which are... what about he has a pacemaker? A pacemaker, they want to take it out? Someone else can use it. So someone else can use it. Pacemaker, no? What? But now it's cheaper. It's a dollar. Could be it was a good to call $10,000. Now it's nothing. Again, it's nothing to tell you. Hey, same chelik. Simon pay bay. We hit the jackpot today. Chelik is dollar. Simon pay bay. Says mutter. You have it there, Ethan? Pay bay. I'm Chelik Dal. Chelik Yud Dal. I'm the eighth and Mutter. Why? Even the Shulchan Aruch have a paskin. And everything's on Sabana. Even his hair is on Sabana, which normally grows back. But the Nakuda Zaketsev argues. Sarah Mamish at the Kabbin. Siv Bey. Noah made some of the Kubarma Gufa come pay enough. Who died with a shaitel on. Asur and Kumar made that stuff. Some say maybe not. Not to Kshura Bissara's Gufa. I'll end it Kshura Mutter. The way we have shaitel today, maybe it's Mutter. Not tied, not tied on. A woman died with a ring on her finger. Rabah Mutter, Lito, Tambol, Shabiyazan, Shabayt, and Chayotim is there. Bison of Chayotim. What happened in my family? Chebek Kadisha gave us a ring, and from my mother's side, not my sister with it. before Shurama, not considered tied down. It's muta. Muta. Avosaro mamish. Oh, hold on. Remember, if it's not, Avosiva sheyitnu noye kufa mechubar bol of no levito l'tarach l'varach l'tar. Take my this and then give it to my children. Dichabot. Avosaro mamish afilin siva lav osabano. Don't hear. That says the Nekudas HaKesef, Harambam, Smag, plus the Sarah, plus the Bahana. It's a Gizel Machlip. It's not that it's a permanent part of my old age. We play it all the time. Yes, Moshe. That's only one way. You can take out something that's part of the body itself in the fire. That's the other way. That's only a one-way street. So the... One second, hold on. So over here, here's your point. I put it to the board. Hadavah kach behemsit mamon rav. With the fortune to pay the makers, you can save somebody else's life. So you can rely on the mekilim who say that whatever's mechuba, the gufa ames, is mutter. That's dry, but it's simply closed. That's certainly what. One minute. Rav Shlomo Zalman also says it in his mutter. But he says, it's not like a false tooth, which is actually in the tooth, etc., which is actually glued. You can't call the pacemaker part of the body. It's an electric thing with a battery. After a while, it runs out, and you have to put in another battery. Oh, wow, what's today? Therefore, it's considered it's like a machine and under his skin. It's not considered part of his body. That's what Shlomo Zalman said. And the Menachas Fitzchok says, oh, awesome to take it out. If you took it out, it's not going to use it. The needle, which should have the moment, which is not allowed, is the mice of B'nai Brak. The mice of Kufa, the Dalai Lama, and Allah, today. Which we started, just there before we started from. What about transplants? We spoke about transplants by readers before, from the perspective of killing the donor. But what about the Easter on, can the recipient takes the transplant, the organ is an Amen Amen. Same as a Goyish donor, we said before, Postman Amen, was a Jewish donor. So what about a cornea transplant? Cornea transplant. So the three problems, Isan Amen Amen, Zivil Amen, and Nia Sakvura. So, Rav Unterman, that's how the former Rav Rashi, the famous Sheva of Yehuda, has a lengthy discussion about it. As far as Yitzhar Anor is concerned, he says, once the cornea is transplanted into the living person, it's no longer made. It becomes part of the chayim. That's his book. And the Har Tzvi, a few persons already had these things in his day, said it's less than kazayim. And it's a chati shiur she ain't a royal that's tarufe. Wow. That's what he said. And it's a local derech hana also. Others say it's also anyway. I don't know. I don't know what derech is. I don't know. Rav Moshe says about that. Rav Moshe says, ain't the name hana acheret al azeh. Not like shalok derech hana also. That's what someone suggests from Russia. This is lo nira klal. So I think you're saying that it's... I'm not sure which way you're saying. I can't tell from the quotation. Look it up. Chelek Aleph, Simon Reish Chav Tet, Yerodeh. Nivel Amei, the Bavad is not here. Zora. We matter the issue from ego, the possible thing. Right up here on the side of the page here. A woman, maybe later on. A woman is in a, if the husband dies, they want to identify the body. We have to look inside, and it's going to cause it. What do you mean? Save an aguda, you're allowed to do it. Save a blind person. I'm in the Asura. Well, this is according to the Rambam, it's only the Rabbana. This is again, the Ravajan speaking. And that's because Zion may not be in Asura. And the Rav Utterman says not a problem because it's going to, it's because of the Kamas Kiyah. Someone's not like that strong too much. The Bavadis has said that it's the same someone who's blind, it's Muslim, the mind. But with Minchas Yitzchak, the other case of Minchas, asked it. 1 minute. 1 minute. Yeah, what about the skin? It's a tremendous fight. This is the recent one. This happened, I believe, last year. Last year. Skin grip. They call it skin back. A model of time for burn or other emergencies. So what was happening was, I was told that the European skin banks refused to supply their control with skin or skin for emergency because they weren't giving their quota, their share. So it was a... an effort to convince the Israeli public to donate their skin to Achavit. Ooh. So he quotes the Avia Omer again, Yerodea Gimel Simchon Chafalas. He says it's a whole discussion. Taisvis, in Nidin and Hay, in Zvachamay and Allah, say it's Ein Yitzirana. Rov Pot, say it's Asavahana. Uzar, Rabbein Latam. The Rashi, the Ramban, the Rav, the Rambam, the Ran, the Rosh Biri, Chassam Sofer, etc. So the passion has something to do with the previous machlokes about the cornea. So the Shlomo Zalman like this, it is right in front of us. The burn, some of the terrible burns, it's mutter to take the aura from the Yisrael. But the problem with this is it doesn't work that way. That's from the Shlomo Zalman's side. Doesn't work. That's how I was told. Doesn't work that way. You say, okay, now, some of this burning, take some of this skin. You need a taller preserve. You can't do it otherwise. I don't know what to tell you. I'm sorry? Burn should be some of the yeah, presumably. Peripheral people can die from lack of skin. It's a big problem. A big problem. Once we're on the topic, briefly, he talked to me about kidney transplants. A lot of people. Talking about making person wants, especially for a parent, sibling, child, there's a match. They're matter, even though it's a shtickle takana for you, if you want to leave other kidney goes, you have a right to be stomach on the Rabbani Shalom in such a case. You have a right to do it. That's what the post would say. So what about bone marrow? Look, it's a tiny little takana. It's anesthesia. The Pesukim are after it. It's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah of the Hatzal Nefesh Yisrael. But the problem is in America, you have to go into an open system. They can get you for, you have to delay, they don't think you're the recipient. It could be someone who's not Yisrael. I tell people it's a mitzvah. It's a big mitzvah. And it won't be Yisrael. It's a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem Shemayim. I'm not so sure that's true. Do your homework. I'm not so. You did homework? Did they told you? You got it? I wasn't... Okay.
They also do
it with people who have a pool of the area. Alright. That was about giving blood. Giving blood. The minute you get to give blood, we do give it. We give blood all the time. And Rav Shlomo Zalman says, the Kavish has Torah of Mitzvah Shalat Salat Nefesh from Yisrael. He only did it for the money. Angels of that shame shall cover the cloud. So once again, the word Yisrael is found. The big question is, what if it's not Yisrael? In America today, it's everywhere. It's free for all. You give it to you all, there's a statistical chance. You know, that's not possible. We're like, how about Yeshiva? No, I think quoted in the table. It was right on my desk yesterday. But in my quick look through the table of contents, I wasn't able to find it then. I looked again in the table of contents in the table of Nevarim. It was a very encyclopedic work. And I was able to find Achnosas Hamitza LeBeis HaKnesset, Simon Gimel. And he quotes this Chachmas Adam extensively. He also quotes Sefer Chaim Ubrochel and the Shmeres Shalom, which I think I saw someone walking with a big, big, big Shulchan Aruch. That's yours? Do you have? Let's change. I think I have the only one that really has it.